Good morning, this is Jaya in Unity with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, authorities confirmed that there has been a crash between a city cat ferry and a private boat in the middle of the Brisbane River on Tuesday. A River City ferry's spokesperson has said, quote, "Nobody was harmed in the crash and investigation is underway," end quote. The Queensland branch of the Australian Maritime Union has said, quote, "It was only a matter of time before a ferry crashed," end quote, citing reasons such as horrible rosters, shortage of ferries, short training, and a revolving door of top-level executives as the causing factors of this incident.
BOM is expecting a drier-than-average month ahead, causing concerns for farmers and landowners who are already needing to truck in water as bores and dams run dry. Rockhampton farmers are lobbying for access to the Fitzroy River, with some saying they will have to cull hundreds of cattle because the underground reserves are depleted, despite having enough feed this year. Some regional towns on the Sunshine Coast are already facing level 3 restrictions of 180 litres a day per person, with fire bans already in place across approximately 85% of Queensland.
In national news, firefighting crews across Queensland and New South Wales have faced another taxing night as more than 120 fires continue across the two states, with more than 70 in Queensland alone. There are currently heavy fire restrictions throughout the two states, however, a cool southerly change will allow firefighters to bring the blazes under control. These fires are being called worse than the 2019 Black Summer, with the impact causing more devastation in some regions than what they did in 2019. Rural Fire Service member of 11 years, Trevor Watson, said, quote, "I've never seen anything like this before. We've had a bad fire season, like, in 2019, but we haven't had the volume of fires we're getting at the moment, and to be honest, we're exhausted," end quote.
An Indigenous language keyboard extension, Gurey, is launching which allows users to translate English into one of 7 Indigenous languages. The app is intended to supplement existing learning resources and is the first of its kind, according to Dr. Doug Marmion, Director of the Centre for Australian Languages at the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies. The creators and Dr. Marmion hope the app makes Indigenous languages more accessible and allows users to incorporate Indigenous languages appropriately into their everyday texting conversations.
In international news, Facebook has come under fire for supercharged hate speech amidst the Tigray conflict in Ethiopia. Human rights group Amnesty International has accused Facebook for contributing to violence during the brutal 2-year conflict in Ethiopia. Facebook's parent company Meta has denied the allegations, saying that it has invested heavily in content moderation and removing hateful content from the platform. Amnesty International says that Facebook is not doing enough, and despite repeated warnings and a history of contributing to violence in other countries, they are failing to take measures.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.